Bills, one of his old floating soggy cigars to take home to Ohio as a little memento of their time here. Yeah, buddy. Jogging, that's a good way to get to know a woman. Had this woman that lived in my neighborhood one time, and she didn't like me. I don't know what it was, but she was so beautiful. Even though she didn't like me, I still loved her. That was one of those things, sometimes people take me wrong when they first meet me, you know? I think what it is, they're intimidated. Not by bulk or size, but, you know, just because I'm a boss jock and on the radio and people know me. So sometimes as a defense mechanism, they find a way not to like me. Just to say, oh, yeah, he's on the radio, but he's a real schmuck, though, you know? They do that. Not everybody. Most people are real nice because I don't come on like Joe Hollywood. Philly chili dog-eating man. But this woman somehow didn't like me, and after a while, I started not to like her. She was still beautiful, and I still wanted her hungrily, but I didn't like her. So, I thought about how could I at least save her ever so slightly the sweet essence of her femininity? And then one day, as I watched her jogging by in those tight, tight pants, that halter top, it occurred to me. I went to the closet and I got my tranquilizer gun that I used to keep from my old days as an iron trainer. In case them lions got out of hand, you'd have somebody hit it with a tranquilizer gun. So I very carefully measured up a dose for a 110-pound woman, just enough to knock her out. And then I drove to the mall where she usually jogged in the afternoons, and I got up on the grassy knoll. And there, hidden in the bushes, I took careful aim with my tranquilizer gun, and poof! I caught her one in the back of the neck. She stopped in her tracks for a second and then crumpled to the ground. Hiding the gun, I went running up and said, "My God, it looks like cardiac arrest! Somebody call an ambulance!" And I leaned down and I began to give her mouth to mouth. I said, "I'm trying to have a paramedic! Everybody give me room!" You see, there were enough witnesses there that saw her crumple. And they saw me come running up. I mean, it looked bona fide. And so, she lay there unconscious. Imagine her shock and horror if she could have seen me over her. I said, "I gotta establish an airway. Let me see." I just slurped the lipstick right off her face. Hungrily, I explored her bicuspids and incisors as my tongue danced between her teeth like a piece of romantic dental floss. I said, "I'm getting no response. I think I need to try chest massage." And I ripped open her blouse so that the buttons flew in every direction. And there I was at the gateway to paradise. I stared at that eldritch cleavage and began my chest massage. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let me listen to see if I hear a heartbeat. Well, I saw the anesthetic was about to wear off. I could see her eyes start to flutter. I said, "All right, you!" And I picked some bum out of the crowd. I said, "Continue the mouth-to-mouth. I'm going to go make way for the ambulance and lead him to her, okay?" He said, "Okay, buddy." And so, as this grotesque man knelt down and began breathing into her mouth, I just got up, brushed off my hands, eased my way through the crowd. As I was wrapping up my tranquilizer gun in my burlap bag, in the distance I heard... I just smiled, lit a camel, and went home.
Daddy, who's